The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
That's not good. That's not good at all. What's that all about?
Ooh, I was having no focus error issues.
No focus. Well, why don't you go ahead and focus one of those automated things over towards the microphone?
Okay.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger?
Nope.
Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio 8 in Tampa and is brought to you by 9-Pound Hammer and Barefoot Spitzer for the Spitzer Time.
Well, hey, everybody. Tonight's episode here in Chicago Studios is brought to you by Espresso Dark Chocolate Mix and Champagne.
Ooh, Champagne.
And my name is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
And I'm live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
There you go.
Chicagoland. Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 165 of the Joe and Anthony Show, wrapping it up for Monday, February 11th, 2019. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
If you didn't know it, and if you...
Hi, Betty here.
You're pushing the wrong buttons.
You got it, Anthony.
Ooh, it's too dark. I need light.
You need some light, yeah.
I need light.
Light.
My day has been full of goodness, though. It's been productive.
Goodness and productive is important. That's a very important
thing.
Well,
you know what? Especially when you tend to be a shut-in on your days off. You know, when you just stay home and cook 9-pound hamburgers because that's all you have to do.
That sounds delicious. What's the weather like? I mean, is it... It doesn't... I'm imagining it's not really conducive
you know,
to going
it's gray.
Out. Yeah.
It's gray and kind of like wet and cold.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to
go out to that?
On bar.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So who the fuck wants to deal with that? No, I totally get that. If I didn't have to go to work, I wouldn't. But of course, that's me any day. If I don't have to go to work any day, I won't. I'm totally fine not going to work as long as I get paid.
You know, but here's the thing, though. People do need time off. You cannot work 7 days a week. I mean, yes, you can. You can, but it is
you can,
not
and people do, but it will kill you.
Yep,
it'll kill
How
you.
Was your day?
My day was good. A new router for the studio arrived today. Ooh. It is a Ubiqui router. It is an edge router, so it is a powerful. It has a 1 gigahertz quad core processor in it. So yeah, it's got a free. It's literally almost the equivalent of like a cheap desktop processing power.
Nice.
For a router, that's pretty lovely. So, in the interface...
Does that mean we'll get consistent, say, video quality?
That's the hope. That's the hope. We're working on eliminating network issues. The current router that we're using is definitely definitely gives us our issues with the network. Unfortunately, I may still have to piggyback off of it for the Wi-Fi for a little bit. But it won't be doing the routing functions of the network, so that should help ease up congestion. And I think if I actually unload a lot of functions from it, the wireless functionality may actually work all right as well. So we'll see what happens with that unit. But yeah, for now, hopefully over the course of the weekend. And we had to replace a circuit breaker today at the studio as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was going off, and it was one of those that, you know, it's like you, when you go to reset it after it trips, it's like there's no tension there. It's kind of like kind of loosey-goosey. Oh, so it was like you'd have to reset it like four or five times before the power would come back on. And you know, it's the one that runs the toaster oven, the refrigerator, the server one, server two, the air conditioner, and the automatic sprinkler system.
Wow, that refrigerator, man, that's just like a constant juice hugger.
Oh, it is totally. So
that thing should be on its own circuit.
Yeah, that thing was red hot, but there's only like two fuses in the whole box. So I mean, and the other one goes to Betty. The other one's dedicated to Betty.
She gets her own.
Well, she gets a special 220 circuit. So, you know, she takes up plenty of space. So, you know, everything else, there's, you know.
Wonder why I've been seeing that wire go outside the door.
Yep.
She's been plugging into other people's apartments.
Yep. She's a little power whore. She's a little power whore. So, but yeah, no, that's my day was exciting. I messed around with the router a little bit.
But it
looks like it's going to be a nice install, and I'm going to be able to, we'll have failover redundancy on the network as well. So, and it's going to have load balancing. So it's going to use, because we have two connections coming into the studio and we only use one of them. So this is actually going to allow us to balance, between,
oh my God,
two internet providers at the same time.
Anonymous chat room person.
Oh, that's awesome. So anyway,
did you know, folks, that we have a chat room?
We do have a chat room
now at our new website.
It's kind of ridiculous,
right?
Yeah,
it's shyampa.org. But if you happen to go to shyampa.info, who cares? It'll take you right to where you need to be anyways.
That's true. It's, we will make sure you get to where you need to be,
and soon enough you'll go to shyampa.org on your own.
Okay. Yeah, something like that will happen.
You know, I love the new website. I love what you've done. I've loved what I've done. Combined together, we're professional now.
Yeah, you know, I think the site looks good and all that stuff. So I was very excited to see that.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we at? We've got to move into the weed corner. Oh, no, announcements. We have some announcements.
So shyampa.org is live, finally.
Yep. Yep.
Our chat room is open at shyampa.org. Yep. Just go on in. It'll take you to many places where you can click to get to our chat. As a matter of fact, we've got four people in chat right now. Ezel, I know, is in there. Maybe Anthony's in there. I don't know.
I'm in here. We have an interesting little. My mother is in here, apparently. So that's lovely. We got your mother, and we have... have Chip Skipper and,
oh boy,
and everything. So yeah, it's friggin' awesome. So let me get to the let me get to the weed corner.
All right,
so our first story comes from the Orlando Sentinel, and as you all know, recently our newly elected Governor DeSantis has given state lawmakers until March 15th to address a smoking ban, which was included in a sweeping 2017 law aimed at implementing a constitutional amendment broadly legalizing medical marijuana. All right, so we approved it. I think it was like a 72% in favor vote. We needed 60%. We got 72% statewide, and they said, fine, we're going to go ahead and take care of this bill. And you can get vapes, you can get this, but you can't get edibles, and you cannot get flower to burn. You can't smoke flower. You have to use a vape, or you have to use a concentrate. It's kind of ridiculous. Chairwoman Harrell proposed changes to the bill that would require patients who want to smoke medical marijuana to seek a second opinion from a doctor who is not certified by the state to order cannabis for patients. And then if approved, you have to go back to your original cannabis doctor. So you'll go and you'll get your medical card, you'll get your evaluation, and if you want to smoke, you're going to have to go to probably your primary care physician. You have to make a trip to there. So you got to pay for the doctor appointment to the weed doctor. You got to go to your PCP, which is another appointment. And then you got to pay to go to another appointment back at the medical marijuana doctor. It's kind of ridiculous.
Sounds like a scam to me.
Yes, and it would only be able to be ordered if smoking marijuana is the only route of administration that will benefit the patients.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's...
You know, but I guess at that point, if you're just fine with vaping, then you won't even bother with it.
You know,
Seems ridiculous.
You know, I like vaping and I enjoy my, you know, my different, you know, experiences with it. But there is something to say about just, you know, smoking a joint, you know, a bong, a bowl. Sometimes you just want to smoke something. So, and someone says smoke them if you got them. So, Anonymous 76. Thank you, Anonymous 76. So I'm in here. I'm just trying to like get my name going here because the chat window seems to be pissing around with me. I'm clicking on save. I put my name in and I click on save and it doesn't save it.
It does save. It just takes a minute to refresh. Okay. Or you just need to refresh your web browser.
Refresh. Okay. So let's go to the other weed story that we have here because I'm going out of control. We just totally lost control. This one comes focus. That really, really, that should have been tonight's episode title. This one comes from High Times. Democratic State Representative Carol Ammons introduced a bill that would legalize the recreational use of marijuana and create a regulated cannabis economy in the state of Illinois. The measure, House Bill 902, was filed in the House of Representatives on January 25th. If passed, the bill would create a system to license and regulate businesses to cultivate and sell cannabis. Maybe that's what you should go into, Joe. Maybe you should do the dispensary thing. Maybe you should become a bud tender. I can see you as a bud tender.
I'm not social enough to go into that mode of.
The whole thing would be the same thing because, I mean, you deal with customers today already. You'd rather be what, a test dummy?
I'd rather be a plumber.
I don't want to be a plumber. Yeah. I wouldn't want to work with that.
Make $500.
You make a lot of money. Well, there's a reason because let me tell you, you don't deal with just clean water when you're a plumber.
You can deal with shit.
I can't. No thanks. Adults would be permitted to cultivate up to 24 plants at home and possess the marijuana and cannabis products produced by the grow. Away from home, adults could legally possess up to 224 grams, which is about half a pound, of cannabis. House Bill 902 would also allow for cannabis lounges that permit the public consumption of marijuana. So, Illinois, looks like you got some good stuff going on there on the weed corner.
And
that's your weed corner for you. Chip Skipper has left the channel. We have the king of the clay people.
So, wow. Well, let's go ahead and write into our special dictionary thingy.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary.
My goodness.
And tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Oh, boy. Okay, and our word of the day is Queen Mother!
Queen Mother. Queen Mother, the whole thing?
Yep. Queen Mother is a doo-wagger queen who is the mother of the reigning monarch.
I see.
A dowager, or a is it dowager?
A dowager,
or is it a dowager?
Maybe it's dowager.
D-O-W-A-G-R.
Dowager, so anyways, probably a dowager.
Is queen mother?
Wow, that was an exciting word of the day,
isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
It is exciting. Last week's word was contrary-wise.
Contrary-wise. That sounds exciting, yes, just as well.
I think what we should do is eventually take all of these words and use them for Mad Libs and just have fun with it.
Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can find a Mad Lib plugin that we can use for our website. We could be the social media darlings of the podcast world.
Okay, sure. Let's go ahead and cue Roger there.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway,
this is your national day
moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today is Monday, February 11th, 2019, and it is National Make a Friend Day, National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day, National White Shirt Day, National Shut-In Visitation Day, National Peppermint Patty Day, National Inventors Day, National Clean Out Your Computer Day, second Monday in February now, before Joe stuffs himself silly with peppermint patties trying to make friends and Anthony invents a way to eliminate all stupidity from the earth, because you know, it is National Inventors Day, he is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote spun. I quote-unquote think, I think. No, I really do. Oh boy, so I was long-winded today. Fart, fart, fart. Oh boy, take it away, guys.
Don't do that somewhere else, Roger.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Betty. Matton.
Oh, Jesus. Crazy robots. All right, give that wheel a spin.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
All right, there you go. Ooh, here we go. It's a crazy one.
Oh
boy.
Sounds like a clunker.
It does, doesn't it? Well, I went to Chinese restaurant.
I saw the flash all the way over here in Chicago.
I know, right? This one comes from The Drive. Have you ever broke into an airport in Grand Theft Auto and did donuts on an active runway? It's not really advised to do so in real life, but that didn't stop a Florida man from trying it at Pensacola International Airport. According to a Fox News report, Florida police arrested Zane after he broke through a fence with his Ford Mustang and then drove down the airstrip at approximately 100 miles an hour. After that, he did donuts in the grass near the runway before driving into a hangar and proceeded to do donuts there until police arrived. Police do not believe alcohol was involved and have also ruled out terrorism as a motive. He is, however, very much in jail. He was arrested on suspicion of trespassing and criminal mischief for the stunt. Luckily, there were no planes taking off or landing at the time, and Zane's antics caused no disruption in air traffic. Back
well,
to you.
Good.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yep. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, is it Betty?
It's Betty's cue. That big green Betty,
Betty
plug X.
Betty, want to say something?
Say something, Betty.
Listen to these shows and
Betty.
More that we recast on Chiampa Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from Archive.org, the daily Apple Tech News show with Tom Merritt, and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Medelucero. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for a complete broadcast schedule. By the way, if you have a hot tip for the Chiampa Radio News or Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566 or leave us a message at facebook.chiampa.info. Back to you, Joe. Betty, 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 Bet.
Betty out.
I re-recorded that one, too, and somewhere down the road, I must not have saved the file, so I apologize, folks. But, you know, thanks, Betty, and now, saying with gusto.
It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Well, Anthony, it is certainly still winter in Chicago. Temperatures are frozen to the end of January, and it looks like they will recover back to something less frozen. Stay tuned, I'll tell you more about it after I give you the current conditions. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently lightly freezing. Rain, snow, fog, and at a chilly 32 degrees. The dew point is at 27, and the relative humidity is at 82%, giving us a wind chill of 22 million degrees. Howling out of the east at 14 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 4 miles. Tonight, Wednesday night, snow and freezing rain possibly mixed with sleet before 2 a.m., then rain between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., then drizzle after 3 a.m. Temperature rising to around 34 by 4 a.m. It will be gusty all night long. Tuesday, drizzle, possibly mixed with snow before noon, then rain and snow before noon, 1 p.m., then snow after 1 p.m., temperature falling to around 30 by 5 p.m. Tuesday night, snow likely, mainly before midnight, cloudy with a low around 19. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25, and it warms up towards the weekend. So that's your Chicago weather. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. And be sure to visit shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule. And by the way, folks, if you do accidentally type shyampa.info, that's fine. It'll automatically carry you over to where you need to be. And there's nothing different either way. So now, I'm going to enter my new script, because we've got news.
And now, for the news!
Sneaky snake serpent of a story is what I got.
Oh my
Custom
goodness.
Officers at a German airport said an attempted snake smuggler had secreted a serpent inside his slacks. Potsdam Customs said a 43-year-old man who attempted to catch a flight to Israel from Berlin-Schoenfeld Airport caught the attention of airport security workers when they noticed an unusual The agency said officers made their most curious find of 2018 when they discovered a small cloth bag hidden inside the man's pants.
Oh my goodness.
16-inch long boa constrictor. That's what, a foot and quarter.
Well, you said 16 or 60?
16.
16. That's a foot and four. Yeah, that's a foot and 4 inches. So, yeah, about a foot and a third.
Ooh.
Apparently, Windows is yelling at you.
Let's move on.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Let's move on.
Oh, you want to go to the next story?
Okay. Yes.
Oh. Okay, we've moved on.
Uh-oh. I've known people to do this, but man, get caught this way with cameras everywhere? Come on, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, boy.
A New Jersey man is facing charges after he was caught on camera throwing ice on the ground.
Sweet.
And guess what he did, Anthony?
What did he do?
He was faking a slip and fall in an alleged fraud scheme.
I see.
Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office said Alexander Google Me, 57, was working as an independent contractor at a business in Woodbridge when a security camera recorded the incident. The footage shows Google Me throw ice on the ground, carefully arrange himself on the floor, and then wait to be discovered. The prosecutor's office said Google Me filed a false insurance claim for an ambulance ride and treatment at a local hospital. Fraudulent claims cost everyone, and we will aggressively prosecute those who legally manipulate the system, prosecutor Google Me said. The prosecutor's office said Google Me is facing charges of insurance fraud and theft by deception. You know, that's good. I'm glad. They need to keep people like that away, because that robs people that really need those services. Wouldn't you agree, Anthony?
I agree. Yeah, that sounds lovely.
We can move on.
Okay.
So, you know, I left this open to interpretation in this next story because, you know, anything goes these days, I've noticed.
Anything does go.
Right? I mean, you can meet up on all kinds of crazy apps, whether it be Snapchats, whether it be Twitter video things or
Twitter
YouTube,
video things. Do you Twitter your twatter? Do you twiddle your twatter? Do you twiddle yourself?
No, but I need a thing of... Thing of champagne here.
You need a thing of champagne and a cigarette after that twiddle.
A double cheeseburger between two crispy cream donuts.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah. No, they have shit like that at the state fair. I want to go this weekend, and hopefully I'll get some pictures and I can post it on the Facebook. But yeah, they have shit like where you can get like a double cheeseburger, like a bacon double cheeseburger between two fucking Krispy Kreme donuts.
Now, it's like the Krispy Kreme, just plain Krispy Kreme.
They're just the plain glazed Krispy Kreme. There's no other type of Krispy Kreme donut. It's just a plain Krispy Kreme donut. There is no other type of Krispy Kreme donut in the South. I think they have flavors up north, but down here you can just get one flavor. That's it.
Well, it's not glazed. Like a chocolate sprinkled in trying to like mimic a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're just using it like a bun. There's a donut on the bottom, this monstrous burger, and then a donut on top. And wow. It's a lot. It's definitely a lot.
Get this though. I suppose if you were to store that donut in your refrigerator. You might be able to use this thing that Samsung has released, which is new Tinder-like dating app with one UniQ twist.
If you're into that sort of thing.
The pictures show the inside of the user's refrigerator.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
This is kind of freaky.
The refrigerator dating app for the Samsung Family Hub refrigerator, a $4,000 smart refrigerator. With a touchscreen on the door, allows singles to learn about potential mates based on what they keep inside the appliance.
You're fucking kidding me.
Simply upload an image and let the world know what kind of person you are. The app's website states,
oh my god. Have we become that type of a self-absorbed community? Do we have to see what's in somebody's refrigerator by looking at our own refrigerator? I mean, come on. What the fuck? Ooh, Joe, what's in your refrigerator, Joe? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. That's ridiculous. Why the hell would you do that on a dating app? When I was single, I wasn't interested in what their refrigerator looked like. I didn't give a shit. I mean, you look when you go over. I mean, you don't need to why do we have to do this Facebook, Snapchat, my hashtag my refrigerator inside? What the fuck is that?
Well, you know, if they've got small appendages or sexual appendages or whatever.
Or if they're just fucking crazy.
Maybe this can make up. This can compensate. Oh, wow, he's got steaks in there. Maybe he'll make them. You know, I mean, stupid shit like that. Who knows? But anyways, the site offers some tips for users looking to use food as the pathway to someone's heart.
I see.
Don't narrow it down to fridges just looking just like yours, the company suggests. Remember, it's the unexpected mixes that makes the three-star restaurants.
If you see a human head, make sure you click like for that profile. That's guaranteed to be an exciting... Exciting first date.
Use refrigerating. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. Oh, we got a new There's This Way Out copy. This is going to be fun.
Uh-oh, there is a power surge on the USB port. It's been popping up again.
Yeah.
And that's even with me taking things off. So
it's a Lenovo. That's what they do. Trust me, that's what they do. I don't know why, but they do that. So
I'm ignoring it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a check engine light that just flashes on and off for no good reason.
You know, my husband, like, he starts the car. It's like a Christmas tree when he drives down the street. I think every light except for the temperature and the oil light are lit up on the dashboard now.
Really?
The airbag light, the tire pressure indicator light, the check engine light, everything. It's like a little Christmas tree. They turn on the car. It's like I drive it. I'm like, I get mesmerized by all the pretty lights on the dashboard.
Shouldn't that car go into a garage?
It does. Well, it, like the rest of the cars that are old and paid off, we worry about what's important. So,
well, that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded double bacon cheeseburger between two fucking Krispy Kreme donuts? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Week Out, Devin Tate's words and music romance to a gay synth pop beat. Pose star Billy Porter snaps at Trump's State of the Union. And in other news, Poland's gay poll springs into action. A trans military service protection bill is promoted in the U.S. Congress. Sex law repeal unmasks Mumbai Pride. Its Brazilian distributor disappears. Boy erased. And kids with queer parents fare better in two new studies. Jesus, that was a lot of words when you're really high and you only had like a half a second to look at that. All that and more this week on This Way Out, when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio. Joe and I will be right back. Yeah, hang tight, folks. It will be Queen Mothered again in about 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
Every time folks eat super fruity bonkers fruit candy, it makes a big hit. Know why bonkers is so super fruity? It's got a chewy fruity outside with an extra fruity inside. Makes me want to eat it up.
Bonkers bonks you out.
Thumb candy!
When you get hold of the Nintendo Entertainment System. When you master Rob, the video robot. And meet the challenge of Gyromite. When you shoot the light-sensing Zapper. When you play the system with so many arcade hits, you're playing with power. The Nintendo Entertainment System Deluxe Set. Batteries not included. Other games sold separately. Your parents help you hook it up.
Piccolo Pertuteries. Joe Wisdom is fiddling with my language circuits again. It's me, Betty, and you are listening to Cheyenne Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the only continent with no active volcanoes is Australia? Did you know that elephants are the only mammal that can't jump? And did you know that a strawberry is the only fruit in which seeds grow on the outside? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Happy Holidays from WEEB, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Chiampa Radio.
My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Q Roger.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Yay, crazy Florida
but
news.
First, tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Chiampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, before we get to my Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it's a few clouds outside and 73 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity level of 74% and no heat index. The dew point is 64 degrees and the visibility is 10 luscious miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. On Tuesday, we'll expect a 40% chance of showers after 2 in the afternoon, then partly sunny with a high near 79. On Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers before 8 in the morning, and then mostly cloudy with a high near 71. On Wednesday night, we'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And now time for Joe to leave the studio and go who knows where. And then also time for some crazy Florida news. All right, let me get the script open here. There we go. All right. Our first Florida news story comes from ABC Chicago. Yes, about the night of a lonely man who ran out of minutes. Yeah. According to a police report, an officer responded to a 911 hang-up complaint on January 30th around 1 in the morning. When authorities arrived at the scene, they met with 38-year-old Michael, who told officials he accidentally dialed 911 and really didn't have an emergency. Michael also told officers at his home he ran out of minutes and just wanted someone to talk to. When authorities searched further into Michael's history, they learned that he had reportedly called 911 approximately 200 times in the past 2 months. Yeah. Wow. Michael was arrested and received a first-degree misdemeanor charge for misuse of the 911 system. Yeah, wow. 200 times in 2 months.
He's a serial masturbator, though.
But they didn't mention if he was doing anything sexual during the 911 calls, so I don't know how that comes into play, but we'll just kind of move on. WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay brings us our first tongue twister of the night. The Florida Commission of Ethics issued a report on its findings that Madeira Beach Commissioner Nancy Oakley possibly violated state law because she was exhibiting inappropriate behavior when she licked the city manager's face at a fishing tournament in 2012. The report said that there was testimony from multiple witnesses saying Oakley also touched the then city manager inappropriately and that she was intoxicated. The city manager did not report the incident out of fear of losing his job. The Commission on Ethics reports. That didn't make sense. Dick White, you got to do better. He filed a formal complaint against Oakley in 2017 when she filed for re-election. Upon election, she, another commissioner, and the newly elected mayor suspended the city manager, who says they knew the ethics complaint against Oakley was pending. According to the Miami Herald, Oakley resigned to avoid being fired. Since the issue was brought to light in public, others said that Oakley behaved in a similar manner towards them. The sponsor of the fishing tournament where Oakley allegedly licked the city manager said that she had licked his face in the faces of volunteers at other fishing tournaments. Yeah, she's a face licker. That's interesting
crazy.
One. Yeah, that's a friggin' interesting one.
Ooh, sexy.
Yep. WP. You like the sexy news stories, don't you?
I do.
That's okay. I do, too. This one's quite amusing. WPLG Channel 10 News Miami brings us our final naked, licking good Florida news story of the night. Freedom Rider, yes, Freedom Rider is her name. That is her first name. 38 was arrested Monday in Pensacola on lewd and indecent exposure of naughty bits, as well as disorderly conduct, battery, and assault, according to police reports. According to the report, a Waffle House employee asked Freedom Rider to leave the restaurant due to her behavior. Freedom Rider later returned and verbally abused the employee. She also threatened to get a gun and shoot the man in the face, along with all the restaurant's employees and customers. Following the conversation, Freedom Rider walked to the parking lot and pulled down her pants, exposing her naughty bits, and began dancing around the parking lot. With her pants still down, Freedom Rider walked up to the Waffle House employee and licked both sides of his face. A witness says Freedom Rider also blocked his vehicle inside the parking lot and danced naked in front of his car. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Wow.
Yeah, right. And that's your crazy...
I'm enjoying the chat.
You're enjoying the chat? I haven't looked at the chat because I'm busy reading my news story. But that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, is it Betty?
Yeah, Betty. Cue Betty. Cue Betty.
You can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
Yeah, that's us.
Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. That's chat. Chat, chat, chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
Hi.
Oh, thanks, Betty.
Betty. I think she left. Wow, she left. Wow. So, what do we got in the plethora section?
I don't know.
Yes, the government did not reboot itself, and yes, there probably will be another shutdown.
That's what. Like. When's that supposed to happen now?
Sunday, maybe.
Okay, I knew it was coming soon.
So, yeah.
Now, have government employees received their back pay from the last? So they at least got some back pay.
Yes. Well, apparently they're caught up.
Okay.
They're now caught up. But that doesn't mean that the effects of the shutdown won't linger on for quite some time because other contractors haven't been paid. People may have taken out loans, and there may be significant interest. There may be other issues that
have
cropped up.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe certain things weren't... I don't know. But whatever. Oh, the 15th says your mother. So, yeah.
Thank you, your mother.
Yeah, that's Friday. Oh, Friday. Sooner than that.
This should be interesting.
Wow. You know, what should be interesting is...
hot dog nipples, that's interesting.
Yes, the fact that you can give us a call at 813-327-8566, and you can actually chat live on the internet, and we can even tell you, hey, turn your radio down.
Yeah, and I'm opening the wine again. I think I'm going to finish this.
Uh-oh. Where's the web browser on the Fire tablet? Oh, here we go.
It's a low alcohol content. But you mix it with some 9-pound hammer, which is nice. But I was also doing Gorilla Glue number 4, which is quite lovely as well. But you do the two of them together and just kind of do this little thing, and you're good with it. All that stuff.
Betty is left with chunky clay people. Well, thank you, King of the Clay People.
Okay. Well, thank you. Know, hey, there goes Betty.
So, okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 users, and soon to be 7 users in the chat room. And I do have to say, while messages do get through, sometimes there may be a little bit of a lag.
Yeah, we may have to further investigate the chat room option.
Well, there may be other options, too, within the settings that I have yet to realize.
I see. I didn't know you feel that. Let me check on the server load, too. That might be important to know.
Yeah. Check on the server load. Well, I'm also now going to come into the chat room with another device. So I actually have, let's see, I got 1, 2, 3. Ooh, my phone, which is 4. The computer. I have 5 devices all within my perimeter.
Yes,
that are in the chat room.
Our CPU load is at 99.65%.
Oh my!
We may have to upgrade.
Yeah. Well, you know. Maybe we're going to have to think about doing a Patreon thingy. I think we do some pretty cool things. And not to say that we're not going to go live, folks, but maybe the live show will only be 30 minutes. Maybe it'll be a delayed live.
A delayed live? Well, no, that makes sense. You know, I guess
maybe
so.
No. What I'm trying to say is maybe it'll be a new show every Monday night, but maybe we won't necessarily be live.
I see.
But then the full show, you know, we're just threshing issues.
Threshing issues, threshing issues out there.
I actually subscribe to 2 Patreon creators. One of them does retro computing. He's called the 8-bit guy.
The 8-bit guy.
And the other one is Mr. Carlson's Lab.
I see.
He's interesting because on his videos, when he intros his videos, he is this guy, which I think he's tall.
Yeah.
But he's sitting like so low in his chair. He's got all of this crazy test electronic equipment surrounding him.
Interesting.
And he almost looks like he's Frankenstein's creator.
Hmm.
Yes, but like anyways, the clay people. I subscribe. Yeah, exactly.
So you subscribe to that?
Yeah, I subscribe to that. So I mean, Patreon actually is kind of cool. If you are now, that's the thing. If you are a constant creator and it's something that people enjoy, which we have shown to prove, it's difficult to determine what people enjoy these days. Except they do seem to enjoy hip hop and gaudy
sexy
music.
Titles get us a lot of hits.
Yep. Did you know the sexy Grammys happened last night? Apparently,
the it was like sexy grannies or Grammys.
5 minutes. I don't know about sexy grannies.
My goodness.
I'm sure they're out there. Oh look, we have a user called High CPU Load.
Jesus.
So, yes, wow, where was I?
I don't know, where were you? Where were you, Joe?
I don't know. I don't know what the state of this world is, folks, but I'm here in Chicago. Anthony's over there in Tampa, and that's why we're called Triumph Radio.
He thinks. He's not sure. What are you smoking, Joe?
Platinum OG.
There you go. That works out nicely.
Let's see. Yes, it does. It really, really does. So, what else is happening in the technology world since we have no callers calling in?
I know,
what
right?
Is going on in kinda, technology?
Kind of hanging here. Kind of hanging here. But it's all good. Well, we got a new router. We're getting a new router for the station.
Yes, you were mentioning this.
Yeah, so that should prove to be exciting.
So this will go between your internet provider and
and the rest of everything in the studio, yeah. So
nice.
Should speed things up a little bit. And
nice.
We might have to investigate the chat thing. I think that's what's sucking up all the CPU usage.
Yeah, I'm not even doing anything at the moment. I just did say something on one of the profiles that I'm manipulating. I'm manipulating a lot right now. Almost too much.
I see.
Though, folks, if you have a...
We got a voicemail? We got a voicemail because I don't think the call line was... Caller, whoever left the voicemail, call back.
So while we wait for the caller to call back, all the chat options. If you know of any chat options out there, though, for WordPress, let us know. You can even just drop us a message in the chat room. Say, hey, you know, try this chat option.
That is always
I did see what our friends over at Metal World Radio are using.
Yeah, what are they using?
They're using something that's very bubbly. But now, I know one of our friends from Headphone Meditation seems to like this chat. And okay. It seems to be good on Wednesday nights. So maybe it also could be a Monday night thing, too. Maybe Monday nights are just super heavy usage tonight.
It's possible. Now we got a phone call.
We have a phone call.
Now we got a phone call. All right, hold on. I'm answering the call here. Answering the call. All right, caller, you're on the air. Oh, there we go. That's a good caller.
Yeah.
Hey, Zell.
Hey, Zell, how's it going with you?
Hey, you guys are freaking me out here, man. I'm calling. I get some guy telling me that we were not accepting calls.
The button was not properly depressed.
Oops.
It's hard to depress them buttons when you're so high.
Oh,
man.
I know. Tell me about it, right? Tell me about it. Let me tell you, this 9-pound hand will kick you on your ass. That's for sure.
Oh, man. But anyway, I got to tell you, the entertainment people, we had a good time in Florida. You know, we were down there for a month, you know.
That's good.
Oh, we were doing a football. We got in trouble. Oh, man.
Oh.
You're that Florida lifestyle. Yeah. That thing is... Yeah, it's contagious, man. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, yes.
We saw this sign that said, happy hour, come on in and enjoy happy hour. So beautifully, people go in there. And, yeah. And we were really enjoying it. But I didn't know you had to pay for it. We didn't have no money, man. So we got 3 days in the county jail, and then they told us to get the hell out of Florida. So we're back in Ironton, Illinois now. But you know what? We had a great time. It was a great place. Had some good Thai food. Man, there was some good Thai food and the seashells and all that good stuff.
That's
so
good.
Anyway, but you guys have a good time. We're getting near to the goofy lights now, you know.
Yeah, we are.
But anyway, I'll talk to you later, man.
Thanks, Ezel. I'm glad you gave us a call and hung on.
Yeah.
We got your message. We'll play your message.
Oh, okay, I got freaked out. But you know what? Keep watering them chia pets, man. They keep them bugs going, man.
Oh, God. Got to keep the chia pets always going. Always.
Can we add fertilizer?
All right, boys. Yeah, a little fertilizer. All right, boys. We'll see you later, man. take
care. All right, Ezel, I'll take it easy.
Right, bye.
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 Funny.
So, what time is it? I'm in a time warp right now.
We got a minute until the ugly lights come on. We got a minute, and the ugly lights are going to come on. I'm good. I'm well established.
Lubricated?
Yes, I'm well lubricated. I'm quite enjoying the process this evening.
I'm champagne.
I'm rubbing my feet on the carpet. It feels delicious. I'll probably wind up electrocuting myself by like touching this board or something at some point. And
no, because your humidity level is probably 90%.
That's true. Yeah, it's like 78%. I think. There's like, we've got plants growing from the ceiling in the studio. It's so humid in here. It's ridiculous. God bless Florida.
Here it's dry as fuck.
Ugh, send me some of your dryness and I'll send you some of our heat, please.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, well, we were going to set up that cross-cultural exchange of, yes.
The weather cross-cultural exchange.
Bye, your mother, whoever you were.
Yes, goodbye, your mother. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
And here come the
thank
ugly
you,
lights.
King of the Clay People.
King of the Clay People. Yes, thank you everyone for visiting us in the chat room. It was lovely. And it looks like the ugly lights are coming on because Ezel knows how it works. And I and the hipsters in the lobby are starting to lick the window of the studio. I don't know why. It's kind of creepy. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show. Either by listening or joining us in the chat room tonight here on Cheyampa Radio. Remember, all times New York time, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m., then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast at 7 p.m. on Sundays. Remember, all times in dark time.
I'm stuffing my face with Chex Mix. And when
Welcome
I'm not,
back,
I'm going to tell you that you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our favorite automated personality unit, Betty. She plays
USB port.
Oh, wow. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch traffic with toppers. Weekday afternoon, starting at 3:30 Eastern, Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember, watch your step. This season, there's USB power surges on every port in the house.
Apparently.
Which somehow means in my crazy world, I'm in programming Technicue audio heaven.
Blow that shit up.
You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyampa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Cheyampa Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.org. CHIAMPA.org. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. I'm stuffing it with Rolos. I'm with you, Clay People.
Yeah.
Hey, the your mother, you're back. Welcome.
Hey,
back.
Welcome back, your mother. Although we're kind of wrapping up the show, but we got a few more moments left.
Well, y'all can stay in the chat room and chat. I mean, it's
That's
there.
That's a good point.
Is the CPU usage still going out of control?
No. It's smoking from the server room, if that's what you're asking.
Thanks, everyone!
And King of the Clay People is stuffing it with Rolos. Sounds like you got a hot date tonight, Chip.
I don't know.
No. The Clay People and the Rolos. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that okay, anyway. All right, where are we at with time? Okay. So, yes, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Who the fuck knows what's going on anymore? I'm just kind of off in outer space land. We'll be back next week. Check out our blog, or just check out our website at triumpha.org. Remember, folks, don't go licking the Waffle House employees after a fishing tournament where you did donuts with a snake in your pants while on an aircraft after you faked a fall because 911 broke up with you for being too goddamn needy. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for maybe a brand new episode of This Way Out with a P for penis.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.